Well, I mean, Bucks in six. I mean, what else was I supposed to say? We're going to lose and we're going to get swept. I mean, yeah, Bucks in six always. That's for the culture.
What's going on, Bucks fans? My name is KJ Eichstead, and we are back with another episode of the Ike Bucks podcast. A lot has gone down since we made our return last week, and you know, we have to talk about it. It's only right if we talk about it. I am joined today by my co-host Alex Eichstead. Alex, how's it going?
It's going great. Happy to be here. Happy to talk Bucks as always. And you mentioned it. There's a lot that went down. I'm ready to give out some takes.
Yeah, so like Al said, as you know, Bucks fans, there's just been a lot that's gone down really quickly since our last podcast, last time we talked. Just to give you guys a quick rundown of what we're going to talk about, the Bogdan trade is no more. It fell apart for reasons that have not been confirmed. We have a pretty good idea. We have some ideas ourselves. And Bucks fans are irate because of this. And we asked the question, is there any hope? Is there any reason for them to get past this? Or is this something that every Bucks fan should give up on? We're going to go over some new free agent additions from the Bogdanovich deal kind of falling through. We picked up Bobby Portis. We retooled with DJ Augustine coming in for George Hill. And, you
Got
know,
a couple
not only
of decent
that,
wingers too.
Exactly. We picked up some good wingers, Bryn Forbes, Torrey Craigs. We picked up two draft picks, Jordan Nwora, Sam Merrill. And then last but not least, we're going to address the topic of the Giannis Supermax, but not before we have another special announcement for you guys. We'll get to that later in the show. So Al, I'm just gonna start us off, man. The Brogdon trade, it fell apart. Why did it fall apart? Well, it appears there was some tampering going on. Tampering happens all the time. It happens 24/7. The NBA is selective when they choose to enforce their tampering, if ever. But it appears they're going to try and bring down the hammer on the Bucks, because let's be real. They want Giannis out of Milwaukee. They're doing anything they can to get him out of Milwaukee. They're just shelling cash out to these publications, getting them to write Giannis out of Milwaukee, you know, articles and stuff like that. That's what you would call a narrative. That's not necessarily truth. And it's not truth. We'll get to that more in a little bit later in the show. But the Bogdan trade fell through. I'm just going to say it. Someone leaked here. They wanted attention. We have a very good idea of who that might be. And he may or may not have the same first name as you, Alex Eichstead. So, Bucks fans, any idea who that might be? Alex, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, let's just. We all know what I'm talking about. It was Alex Lazary. We can all acknowledge this. I don't know how many of you are Game of Thrones fans, but when it comes to the Wisconsin sports community, we have birds that run deep who research this stuff to nth degree, and
we have birds all over the place.
Evidence against Alex Lazary as being the leak here, and why the Bogdan deal fall apart. Wanted some media attention. Leaked it to Woj. Now the Bucks are looking at facing potential tampering charges. Deal fell apart. I think if we can quick box out that catastrophic failure from ownership, and we'll just touch on the actual transition first, what actually is important, Bogdan not coming to the Bucks, Bucks retaining Dante DiVincenzo and DJ Wilson. I think, here's my take, it's a blessing in disguise. I mean, Bogdan, let's face it, we didn't watch this guy. He played for the Kings. And there's no telling if he was
seen a little bit, but you're right.
Like, yeah, there's no telling how good he was going to be a part of this Bucks team. Was he really going to be a 20-point-a-night guy? I don't think so. I just didn't see it happening. I think he could be another guy come the playoffs. You're just kind of shaking your head out. Dante DiVincenzo, on the other hand, big-time baller. I said this. I see future sixth man of the year. And Dante, yep. He has the attitude to get better. You can see it in the tweets he's liking. He's making it clear that he wants to prove himself, and it's going to be year three revenge tour from Dante. As well as the Bucks picked up a couple of decent wings that might even be just as good. Bryn Forbes from San Antonio, Michigan State guy, can hit the three, shot about 40% there. And Torrey Craig, good defensive player from Denver. He blocked LeBron James in the conference finals. This is something you don't impressive. See Sterling Brown doing. Keep this in mind. Sterling Brown would not block LeBron James, let alone in a chase down. This is a good defender. The Bucks, you know, they rebounded. I think ownership messed up. I guess we can just ask what the hell was going on there. But outside of it, we're looking at pure positional. I don't think Bucks fans should be too irate about losing Bogdan. Let's not, you know, freak out because
Bogdan. Let's keep things in perspective. So
it's still
young. I'm looking at the. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I'm looking at the last 4 years of the Kings. I'm looking at the last 3 years of the Kings when Bogdan was on the team. He had 27-55. Willie Cauley-Stein was the top win shares on the team. You had 39-43. Okay, that was a solid year. Willie Cauley-Stein, once again, was the most effective player on the team. This past year, they were 31-41. A lot of people thought they were going to make noise. Well, guess what? They regressed. Guess who was the top win shares on the team? Bielica, whatever his name is. He had 5.3 win shares. And what I'm getting at is that Bogdanovich, either the last three seasons, he had tremendous seasons for an average player, you know, 15 points, 16 points, that kind of range, horrible yes. losing team. You know, what did the Kings do the last 3 years when he was there? They took a lot of L's. What have the Bucks done the last 3 years? Taken many, many, many less L's.
Yeah, and, it's kind of surprising. I mean,
it's not that hard. Well, hold on. It's not that hard for a player to go into a shitty franchise, jack up shots, and put up 15 points a game. It is easy. It's easy. The NBA, there's no defense anymore. It's not that hard. People might disagree with me, but the fact of the matter is, if you're doing that on the Sacramento Kings, there are dozens of guys who could do the exact same thing. And he wasn't even able to produce the advanced metrics to really become the most effective player on his team. So throwing this guy $18 million, yes, it's an affordable number. Yes, he would have been nice at $15 million. But no, we're not pressing the panic button. It's Bogdan Bogdanovich. Like, we're familiar with him. We know who he is. I got a really good connection with the Kings. He's been informing me about this guy for years now. We were actually looking at him during the deadline, as we touched on during our last podcast. We should have brought him in then. But it's like, obviously, what's done is done. Alexander Lazary, I think, you know, those of us in the Milwaukee community know that the guy's a little... trigger finger, Twitter finger happy. You know, he loves tweeting things that maybe he shouldn't comment on it sometimes. And it's causing problems. Like, it's one thing if you're not causing problems, but like, you know, even Mallory Edens here, like, she'll tweet something here and there. She'll throw a video out there here and there. She'll talk Bucks here and there, but she doesn't overstep her bounds. She doesn't leak stuff that could result in the Bucks having a horrible tampering charge and really blowing up a deal. I mean, there's a lot of internal frustration with the organization. Who's the rat? Who's the mole? Well, I'm pretty sure they know who it is, and their hands are probably tied behind their back saying, you know, the fact that no one's been fired over this, it kind of points that it is an owner. You know, it points that this probably is yeah. Alex Lazary. Really it's either the mole's person. Fired. It's not like John Horst is going to be like, damn, I can't really fire Alex Lazary, whose dad owns the team and is the controlling ownership, otherwise I'm gone. You know, it's kind of like a weird situation that... That someone just needs to sit him down and be like, look, man, you know, we gotta get out of our own way. Like, we can't have you leaking stuff for attention on social media, no matter how it's exciting about winning a it championship. Might be. Well, I use the phrase, you know, recently Ike had our first deal ever with an NBA player. And I told someone, I was like, this is the equivalent of us saying we've got to deal with an NBA player. And we didn't have a deal with an NBA player. Our reputation would be destroyed. It's just something you cannot do. The Bucks are kind of acting like, oh, it's all right. No big deal. People will still pay to see us. They'll still watch our games. They'll still do all this. And you know what? They're lucky that the people, for the most part, they're right. You know, they're lucky. But people in the real world, they don't have the luxury of making such a catastrophic, I'll call it a catastrophic front that is completely smoke and mirrors. It's bad business. It shouldn't, you know, it should have been cleaner. It's not what you want to see from your ownership, your management, that kind of thing. But like you said, the silver lining is the Bucks actually did okay, in terms of retooling, spreading that money, spreading that cap around to different resources. And, yeah. So is there any hope? I think so. So the Bucks, who did they bring in? Well, they re-signed Pat. They waived Ilyasova. They jettisoned Sterling. We're really happy for Pat to re-sign. You know, big fan of what he's doing in the community, through the development, with us foundation, just make an impact, doing good things for Milwaukee. He wanted to be back here as well. So happy to see the deal get done. You know, but going beyond that, Bobby Portis, he's a darn good player. You know, he smacked Mirotić in the jaw a couple of years ago. Yeah. I think that's where a lot of people might have.
He punched his teammate.
he literally did punch his teammate. This guy's a career 36% shooter from three. He's super talented on offense and defense. He's going to get you double digit points a game. He's a fierce rebounder. He actually cares about winning. You know, that's one thing I've noticed about Bobby Portis. Like, you know, he didn't have the easy road. He came from Arkansas. He was a McDonald's All-American. He went to Arkansas. He was an early entry into the NBA draft. He went to the Chicago Bulls, kind of messed up. You know, who knows what Mirotić said to force him to clock him. But, you know, Bucks fans, maybe he deserved it, you know. And I just think the Bucks need toughness, and I'm happy to see Bobby Portis enter into the locker room. On top of that, DJ Augustine, this guy played with Kevin Durant at Texas. You know, we all know DJ Augustine. Yeah. We've seen him for a long time. He's a tremendous player. He's everything George Hill is, if not, you know, he can do everything George Hill does, in my opinion. You know, probably a little more consistent, maybe not quite as good a three-point shooter, but he's an amazing, amazing backup point guard to back up Drew Holiday. We got Torrey Craig. You know, this guy, like you said, very, very, very athletic defensive wing, has proven he can do it on the big stage in the playoffs. Like Denver, no one expected them to beat the Clippers. No one expected them to be in the Western Conference Finals. And it's because of these guys like Torrey Craig who are doing the stuff that none of the flashy max player, $150 million type players want to do, that end up winning these games. You know, and then last but not least, Bryn Forbes. This guy averaged, he came from the Spurs, good organization, well-schooled. Again, averaged 11.2 points per game. Over the last 2 years, he's averaged about 11, 12 points. This guy is a 40% career three-point shooter, Bucks fans. 40% over four seasons. That is an amazing, amazing sign. We got him on our team. We brought in a shooter. And, you know, Augustine can shoot. Bobby Portis can shoot. Torrey Craig, his three-point shooting isn't great. You know, 32%, but he can knock it down if, you know, maybe wide open in a pinch. That's really all you can ask for. But the Bucks did retool. And personally, I was worried at first. I thought, geez, you know, they better fix this up. They did. So do you have any thoughts about, you know, just anything I just said before we move on to the draft picks?
Flashback to the 2015 NBA draft. The Bucks have the 17th overall pick and select Rashad Vaughn. In that same draft, pick 22 was Bobby Portis. I remember when we were watching that draft, we're like, Rashad Vaughn. Okay.
All right.
You know, like Bobby Portis was still on the board, you know, and Bobby Portis.
We were on Bobby Portis too.
Yeah, we kind of watched him at his Bulls. You know, he played in the division. Obviously had that run in with Mirotić. He brings an attitude and a fire. He's going to be someone who brings some energy off the bench. I think Bucks fans can be excited about that. In that same draft, pick number 41 in the second round, Pat Connaughton. And I think this is just an amazing story is at the same point, Pat Connaughton is staying in Milwaukee for three more years on a $14 million deal. Congratulations to him on that, but he has earned the trust of Giannis. It's a telling sign when the Bucks are bringing back Giannis, Chris, Tenacious, Brooke, and Pat and Dante, I believe, and DJ. But if you focus on those first five, Pat, Tenacious, Giannis, Chris, Brooke.
I mean, that's a tight group.
That's a tight group, and you know that, Pat has earned these guys respect. He's respected amongst guys, the best on the team. He's a hard worker. He does the little things. I think Bucks fans are going to be really happy to have a guy like that who still, is willing to do the little things. That's what it takes on championship teams. So no small task to go for the second round to a NFL NBA career on a top four NBA franchise. So congrats to Pat. I really like the team, how it's filled out, and I'm optimistic I was talking with a lot of Bucks fans. We've been interacting with some on Twitter, and there's a crowd out there that's pretty irate over this this mishandling by the management. Mm-hmm. And I just want to reach out to Bucks fans and say, let's focus on the 1%. The 1% is that the Bucks still have Giannis, which means and a core of guys like Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez, Dante DiVincenzo, Pat Connaughton.
Well, 1-3.
That means the Bucks. Yeah, 1-3.
Who's competing with that?
With Giannis, Chris, and Jrue, this team is loaded. Let's not lose sight that this team is loaded. They kind of had a weird experience in the bubble, maybe. But this team, trust me.
Well, there's no excuses Giannis, for that. There's no excuses for that. Looking back, we can only look forward. You know, we're not going to say that was okay. Forward. It was not okay. We can only look forward. Just be glad Giannis, your team didn't just sign Bam Adebayo to a 5-year, 195 max deal. I'm glad we didn't do that. Because just so a little side note in there.
Yeah, we got guys like Chris Middleton and Giannis. And hopefully Giannis will find the Supermax. I think this is a great time to bring up the question. Giannis Supermax,
Before we do that, we actually have a very special announcement to make. And Al, do you want to talk a little bit about this? And then I can piggyback off that. What is the special something?
So, first off, we really appreciate all of our listeners. 50% is roughly about in Wisconsin. This is where we have feet on the ground. We're from Wisconsin. And 50% of our following is from outside of Wisconsin in countries all over the world. We're really appreciative of that. And our way of giving back to the community, we did this last year. This is going to be the second year that we're doing this, is through a toy drive for the Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. Last year, we set off with the goal of hopefully collecting 10 boxes worth of toys. The community really showed out, and it became a really fun event, and we ended up getting 14 boxes. So we actually beat our goal by 4 boxes. We took a truck over there and KJ dressed up as Santa. It was super fun. We've got a video up on YouTube at Welcome to Ike on YouTube. You can watch it, check it out. Totally legit. It's not one of those causes that you don't really know where the money's going. Would you like to round up at the grocery store or at the gas station or, and it's not someone in the street asking you to donate to change the world, these huge causes like fight hunger or research cancer. And this is something small at a ground level that really makes a true impact. We spoke with Caesar Williams on our Ike Badgers podcast, and he was one of those kids that spent a lot of time in the hospital growing up. And he even recalled special moments of, you know, getting toys in the hospital and riding around on a little bike in the halls. And for these kids, this is inspiration. Caesar Williams has turned into a heck of a college player. And there's a lot of kids out there that could use, a pick-me-up during this holiday season, especially in this 2020 year. And so we're really happy to be doing this second toy drive. KG, do you want to maybe tell them a little more details about how they can get involved and what the exact dates are?
Yeah, so the exact dates are going to be November 27th through December 4th. And that is the Friday after Thanksgiving. So the day after Thanksgiving until the following Friday, which is December 4th, we're going to be taking all the toys and we're going to be dropping them off at the Children's Hospital. And just to make a few points on top of what Al just said, this is one of those things. It's for the kids. There's a lot of charities and it's a tough choice. Like, where should I donate my money? Like, is my money even going to this cause or is it being circumvented through the islands into some, you know, corrupt charity? Like, there's all sorts of questions nowadays with these big, big, big charities. And the reason we chose to do Children's Hospital is because it's local. It's in Milwaukee. It's non-political. It's for the kids. This is just 100% pure. This is for the kids. No catch. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is to put smiles on kids' faces. And it was just a lot of fun last year. You know, it's like a direct thing where
It's not going to cure cancer. It's not going to solve world hunger, but it is going to put a lot of smiles on kids' faces in the hospital in the Milwaukee and Wisconsin community. So we think that's a tremendous cause that aligns well with our brand. If you're looking to get involved, you know, we need all the help we can get. We want to make this as big as possible. The easiest way to help is to just tell someone. You know, tell someone about this toy drive, whether it's your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, your coworker. Just help get the word out. Say, hey guys, if you're looking for someplace to donate this year, maybe your office does a contribution. You know, maybe you yourself like to give this time of year. Please consider the Ike toy drive. It's the second annual toy drive. It's the second year we've done this. We have a video of last year's toy drive on YouTube. All you have to do is search Welcome to Ike and there will be a toy drive video on our channel. It's 100% legit. We pretty much chronicle the final day of the toy drive where, we do the final shopping sprees. We drop off the toys in the Santa suit. We give our final recaps, that kind of thing. It's really a joy to watch. And, you know, anything is better than nothing. So if you're able to give, send us a message. We're going to help make it easy for you to donate. We're going to be putting some drop off locations around, you know, southeastern Wisconsin areas. But, really, if you need to give electronically, we had a lot of people do that last year too. Like if you're one of these people who isn't in Wisconsin, send us a message, let us know you want to help, and we'll work something out where, you know, we'll just make it work because it's about the kids. We're on a mission to just put these smiles on kids' faces, and it's the least we could do, honestly. You know, we're so incredibly fortunate just to have like our health and just to have like a roof over our head and those type of things. And not everyone is that fortunate. So the least we can do is give back in a personal way. And I think the best way to do that is through a toy drive for Children's Hospital. So reach out to us. Send an email to welcometoike@gmail.com. Send us a direct message. We're going to be monitoring all that. And we want to just make it easy for people to give. So whether that's in person, whether that's remote donations, any which way, we'll make sure we can give as many toys to the kids as we possibly can. And it's an amazing way to just give back and put a little hope into the world this year. So Al, do you have anything to add before we go into the final segment of the Ike Bucks podcast?
Just to wrap this up, this is, there's a lot of ways you can, as KG said, you know, get involved or, contribute this holiday season. And this is our thing. This is what we're passionate about. We're passionate about this toy drive. We're going to be giving it our very best in all areas. In terms of transparency, as KG said, we're going to be making the video. We're going to be focused on the kids. We're going to focus on sanitizing. If you're looking to donate, clean toys are what they're accepting. New toys as well as books.
Just
those
new
are
toys.
New items that you can donate. And, you know, we're going to be doing our best with this.
Legos, building blocks, princess stuff, puzzles, books, the list, Avengers stuff, you know, Pokemon, anything fun, you know, it all helps.
Yeah. And it's just, think about what you're doing. You're about to help someone's Christmas. And I think this is it's an underrated feeling. It really is, especially when you can see the end result, which we're going to show you. So, Hoping that you guys get involved. Send us a DM, as KG said, or an email. Let's move on and talk the Giannis Supermax. Will he re-sign in Milwaukee? It's the hottest question out there. Ooh, KJ, what do you think? I'll let you jump on this one first.
Supermax or not, Giannis is going to re-sign in Milwaukee. Mark my words.
Let's go.
If he doesn't, you can say I'm wrong. You can say I told you so. But we've been in the trenches for 8 years with this franchise. We've had boots on the ground since before Giannis was here. And every indication across the board consistently for over 8 years, nearly a decade, has told us that Giannis is going to be a Milwaukee Buck for a long, long time. And so that's why I'm saying, will Giannis sign the Supermax? I don't know. I don't know if he's going to sign it this year. I think he should. I said in our last podcast, I think he does owe it to the city of Milwaukee. People could disagree with me on that. They could say he doesn't owe the city anything. I respectfully disagree. I think he, not the city. If it's not the city, it could be the fans. You know, But I think he does owe the, you know, I don't, it's not even my place to say. That's just kind of like an opinion I have. I think he's going to re-sign, whether it's this year, whether it's next year. I don't think he's going to leave. I really don't. I think Giannis, we threw a video off Ike Bucks. It was like last year. It ended up getting a lot of traction. Giannis was just getting harassed. He was getting harassed with Mariah in Los Angeles, just TMZ reporters trying to bait him into saying something that will start beef with Harden, trying to bait him into something that'll say, I'm the MVP. I'm not signing with Milwaukee. Zion this, Zion, you know, like just
something just trying they can to sell extract, for clicks.
Just trying to extract clickbait at the expense of Giannis and the Bucks. And Giannis handled it so tremendously. And that moment in particular just stands out. He doesn't want to go to New York. He doesn't want to go to LA. You know, we see him right now. He's a normal person. He's traveling through Europe. He was just in Sweden. He was taking some nice trips on the boat with his family. He's giving Kostas a little shit for getting a championship before him. I love that, but that would piss me the F off if, you know, that happened to me. But hey, it's all good brotherly love. He's in the gym. He's working hard. Giannis is doing everything he can. And like I said last time, he's going to get his ring. It just depends on if it's here or not. Yep. I think right now it's a 60% chance he does resign, 40% chance he doesn't. But if you ask me yes or no, like plain as day, yes or no, I think he's going to be back.
I also think he's going to be back. I think we talked about this a little bit. I see for Giannis a Dirk Nowitzki-esque career in which, I mean, you can try and compare Giannis to guys like some of the best of Americans, but really what Giannis is, he's just a player from Greece. And John Hammond, genius draft choice, similar to kind of like Nowitzki, is Giannis might be a one championship, two championship guy, but he has loyalty written all over him. He's hinted at it with tweets in the past. He's hinted at it pretty much. All these signs suggest that Giannis doesn't want to move to these big cities. So if there ever was a superstar to stay local, you're looking at him. The Bucks have him. Giannis, that's why he is the guy that every franchise, small franchise, wishes they had, because there's a chance he might stay. And I'm a firm believer that he will re-sign with the Supermax. Maybe he's going to hold out for one more year to get more money. Giannis, I don't think he would be any happier elsewhere. And I think he really wants to do it in Milwaukee more than anything. So I think that's something Bucks fans can kind of find a little comfort with. No matter what, you got him this year. So let's focus on what the Bucks can control.
He's going to be around.
Yeah, he's going to be around, kind of work with that expectation. And then let's focus on the good coming up this year. Please, Bucks are top if you want to get team. Involved. Yep. The toy drive, hit us in the DM. Stay posted on the Bucks news. This roster is starting to shape up. Let us know what you think of it. Always here, interested to hear thoughts on Drew, thoughts on Middleton. You know, the Bucks, IKE_Bucks on Twitter. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and write something positive about the show. It means a lot, and we read all of those. And it also helps us give better value to you guys, improve the show. So we'd really appreciate those 5-star reviews. Any final thoughts, KJ?
Yeah, I just want to thank Bucks fans for, you know, it's a roller coaster. We know it's a roller coaster. And I think this roller coaster is going to end up, well, we're right there with you. But I truly believe that this roller coaster, as it's been a ride for 8 years now, is going to culminate in a championship trophy for the Bucks, with Giannis hoisting it up. You know, I truly do believe that. There's a lot of negativity out there. We've talked about this in our Welcome to Ike podcast. Negativity is easy to sell. You know, it's easy to sell. Ike Bucks, you know, we had enough followers where we could make some serious waves if we wanted to really just be negative 24/7. That's not who we are. That's not what life's about. You know, this franchise,
like, optimistic approach. Yeah.
Well, it just blows me away, all the negative Bucks fans thinking that Bogdanovich, you know, great player, but come on, guys, we're, you know,
This is let's Bogdanovich.
Let's get a grip here. Like walk off the ledge. It's Bogdanovich. And
we got Drew. You know, we got Chris. We got Giannis.
Yeah. It's you know we're gonna be right there. And guess what? This is the year of reckoning. If the Bucks don't have a great year this year, then you are going to be front and center to tell people that you know you told them so. So Bucks fans, Bucks haters, there's something in this season for everybody. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be yeah, per usual. We're gonna see both sides. We're gonna see a lot of it. But we just want to thank everyone for listening. Ike Bucks podcast everywhere. Ike Bucks on Twitter. Welcome to Ike on Instagram. Check out the Welcome to Ike pod. Send us an email. Send us a DM. We're doing the toy drive. And let's leave it at that. Thanks again, everybody.